The Danube River flows from the foothills of the Black Forest in southern Germany, and from there starts a 1,700-mile journey east and south towards the Black Sea. The river has, over time, divided Rome from Byzantium, the Habsburgs from the Ottomans, and the communist East from Western Europe. One division that endures to this day is the 500-year-old dispute between two towns in Germany. NPR's Guy Raz begins a week-long series on the Danube River from southern Germany at the source of the conflict.
Historical memory in the Danube Basin is as long as the river itself. Conflicts between the river civilizations have often found expression in bloody battle. In the western Danube region, that is, Germany and Austria, hardcore nationalism has faded away. But the further east one travels down the river, memory and consciousness fuse tightly with modern politics. The first dispute one encounters today along the River Danube isn't over borders or whose grandfather killed whom, but about bragging rights and pride. And a visitor to the town of Donaueschingen would be hard-pressed to find someone prouder than its mayor, Dr. Bernhard Everke. He's often seen fussing over a small round pool of water below the Baroque facade of St. John's Church.
We are looking at the source of the Danube, and from this place to the Black Sea, you have 2,800 kilometers distance.
A few steps away from the round pool flows the icy blue Brigach. It's one of the two main tributaries leading into the Danube. With the Breg, the Brigach forms the Danube about half a mile downstream. A small embossed metal plaque near the pool confirms the mayor's claim. Hier entspringt die Donau. From here, the Danube springs, it reads. This sign is responsible in part for Donaueschingen's post-war prosperity, its tidy streets and charming shops. Allied bombers reduced the town center to rubble during the Second World War. The town's claim to the source of the Danube helped resurrect it. More than 500,000 tourists visited last year. And it's not the modern music festival or the annual equestrian show that brings them here. And Mayor Everke knows it.
All the history, all the 2,000 years, people is thinking, here is the source of the Danube.
According to local legend, and a dubious account written by the Roman historian Pliny the Elder, Emperor Tiberius himself recognized the spring in Donaueschingen as the source, but not Wolfgang Weitz. He's the deputy mayor of the nearby village of Furtwangen. Weitz crunches through early spring snow toward a small hole. A trickle of water drips into an overflowing puddle which weaves through pine cones and brush.
What is this?
That's the source of the Danube. Here comes the water out of the mountain, and goes 2,800 kilometers to the Black Sea.
Near the puddle, a small embossed metal plaque, remarkably similar to the one in Donaueschingen downriver, confirms Weitz's claim. Hier entspringt die Donau. From here, the Danube springs. And Deputy Mayor Wolfgang Weitz furiously dismisses Donaueschingen's claim.
This is the point where the Donau starts, because the water comes here out of the mountain. And goes, this is the water who goes in the Black Sea. That's logical, that must be the source.
Furtwangen hasn't managed to exploit its claim as successfully as Donaueschingen. This is a sleepy village where locals have built a modest papier-mâché shrine to a hometown ski jump champion inside the city hall. But the town's claim to the Danube source does pose a threat to Donaueschingen's tourist trade. In post-war Germany, though, civil conflict resolution has been elevated to something approaching a state religion. So Mayor Everke of Donaueschingen took his case to the federal government.
It is not allowed to say that the source of Danube is in another town. It is not allowed. We have from ministry the paper. It is written, Donaueschingen is source of Danube.
Well, not exactly. The federal government actually recognizes the source of the Danube as the point just outside Donaueschingen, where the Breg and the Brigach converge. It's along the lines of the old German saying, Brigach und Breg bring in Donauzweig. The Breg and the Brigach together create the Danube. It's a Solomonic solution, each town can, and does interpret it as it likes. Further upstream, between the towns of Regensburg and Passau, a modern conflict is brewing. This afternoon, local environmental activist Deborah Lehmann-Earl stands on the banks of the last free-flowing stretch of the Danube in Bavaria. She comes here often just to watch the ships pass by, just as she did 25 years ago when she left America to build a life in small-town Germany.
The ships from Romania and Yugoslavia at that time would come past and we'd wave to the men on the ships, and I felt that although I was in this tiny little village and rather isolated, I was part of the world.
Deborah explains that in this part of the Danube, the state government wants to build a system of locks to facilitate river navigation.
We're looking across at what's left of the wetlands, and it used to be that the Danube in this area had a huge amount of wetlands, and gradually, as you can see, if the water level's raised, then the roots of those trees will always be in water, and wetlands only survive with the fluctuation of high water and low water, and with standing water, that area would all just eventually drown, and it would be gone.
But river traffic brings jobs and money here. Just upstream is a canal which is part of a series of rivers and canals linking the North Sea to the Black Sea. The commercial aspect isn't lost on supporters of the plan to build locks here, people like Renata Blank, a member of parliament.
The Danube extension project is about developing a better water route. It's about providing ships that weigh more than 1,000 tons a safe way to use the river between Rotterdam and the Black Sea all year long. And there is a silent majority in favor of the project.
But at the church in the village of Niederaltaich, there's a vocal minority against it. Leading the opposition to the canal project is Abbot Emmanuel Jungklausen. He's a wise priest with a long, white, flowing beard. Often he holds mass outside the church along the riverbanks.
Der Fluss spricht eine Sprache. Als ein Freund der Natur, als ein Freund der Meditation.
The river speaks a language. It sings a prayer of the heart. When I learned to listen to the silence of the river, I understood this language more and more, and that language will be lost if we dam this river.
Just a few miles from Abbot Emmanuel's church, children hang from monkey bars in a playground where the Danube meets the Inn River. At this point, the Inn has flowed longer, but it graciously yields to the Danube and helps propel its thrust into the heart of Middle Europa. Guy Raz, NPR News, in southern Germany.
There's more about Guy's trip down the Danube on our website, npr.org.